Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are talking a little bit about New Year, new me? Question mark. So this week, we're going to just talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions and just New Year in general. Got a lot of great topics to discuss. Why do we break our resolutions? Why do we make resolutions? How can you make them and, you know, obviously make them last? And I have actually a couple tips and tricks for you this new year, or at least things that I'll be doing and kind of trying to keep with a theme in my life for this upcoming new year. So stay tuned, and I've got a lot of great information for you today. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Davis. You were listening to my podcast. Oh, my darling Davis. So it's the new year. Another 365 days have come and gone, and we are currently still back feeling like we did a year ago, or at least that's how I feel. Every year when New Year's comes around and I set a goal for myself the year prior and I didn't see myself achieve it, or, you know, the world had other plans for me, I feel a little defeated. There's a lot of emotions that I always feel on New Year's Eve, a lot of happiness. Sometimes it's a little sadness about the events. Maybe I'm overwhelmed or overexcited about next year. There's just so many different emotions that kind of go through my head through as the night goes on. And I just think with New Year's Eve in general, it's great. Like, it's great to think about the wonderful things that you were able to accomplish over the year. It's great to like look back and think about your achievements, your accomplishments, you know, look to the past. But for me, it's always been something that's negative. I always look to the past and think, oh man, I didn't get to go on, you know, whatever vacation this year. Or, oh man, this bad thing happened to me. Or, oh man, you know, like, wow, that picture, I look so good. What happened to me? And that's what, in my mind, happens when I look at the past. I think it just, every time I do, that's just, it's just what happens. And so New Year's Eve is what I feel. That's the main, like, the main feeling I get is just this overwhelming amount of emotions of looking back and thinking, did I make a mistake? What could I have done differently last year to improve upon myself in this next year? I mean, for example, for New Year's resolutions, I don't really like to do a lot of resolutions. I've started doing this thing where I just choose like a word to follow. And I know a lot of people do that. I actually follow a couple people that had done that this past year. So I thought, you know what, instead of making a resolution, I'm going to set a word. But the problem with me is that I can't just choose one. So I chose three. I chose three words this past year, and they were balance, heal, and explore. Balance in terms of like my work life and my friendships and my personal life. Heal in terms of just like getting my mind right. Because like I talked about last podcast about dating is really hard for me when, you know, your mind, if you yourself are not in the right headspace, if you're not confident in yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, how can you put yourself out there and find somebody that you deserve? You know, a partner that you truly, as a princess or a queen, deserve. You can't. So I did heal just to kind of get over some things in my mind, some emotions that have really just been holding me back and bogging me down. And then I did explore as well, because I moved to St. Simons last year at the very end of the year, and I really wanted to take this last year to explore St. Simons, explore this area, Brunswick, St. Simons, Jekyll, you know, everywhere, and really make friends to help me find connections and network in this area. It just is ironic that COVID happened and took out essentially my explore word. I still found ways to get out there and, you know, find new adventures for myself and craft my own experiences to explore. But it's not the same when you can't explore with other people. It's just not the same. So with me, my favorite place now is to go to Sharktooth Beach. I talked about it a little bit last episode, just like barely mentioned it, but I love it. It's this little beach on Jekyll that I go to. It's like a mile walk to get out there. And then it's where all of the shells and old prehistoric shark teeth actually wash up on the shore. And because of that, you're able to find them decently easily, somewhat easily. It just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of patience, because there's so many shells. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. But that was something that I found by doing a dolphin tour at Jekyll with my mom. I heard about that place, and now I go there all the time. So great, great example of exploring, just not exploring in the way that I really want it to be, which is finding people in this area and exploring with them. But with the heel, I feel like I'm not even going to go into all this, but that was just an example, you know, balance in terms of work life and my personal life, heal in terms of really getting my head right, get in the right headspace, and explore in terms of obviously get out there and meet new people and learn more things about St. Simon's, which I feel like I know like the back of my hand now. You know, I already knew this area pretty well and I knew what they had to offer, but now I just feel like I'm local, you know, somewhat. I'm getting there. And it really has helped with my job, especially since two of our locations are on St. Simon's. But anyway, those are my three words: balance, heal, and explore. And I think it helps a lot better to, it helps me at least, to just have this word or eight words to focus on for the year, because instead of setting resolutions are hard because you have to change. Like, you have to really dive deep and change something that you're doing. For example, if you make a resolution, I'm going to lose 15 pounds, you know, I'm going to get down to a certain number. It's really hard to do that because not only do you have to set that resolution, you then have to like come up with the follow through. And coming up with a way to do that can sometimes be just as hard as actually doing it. So taking the weight factor again, say you want to, I'm going to get down to 150 pounds, you know, whatever, setting a certain goal. Then you have to think about, well, what am I going to eat? How am I going to go find a gym? Where am I going to work out? What is this going to look like in my day-to-day life? And I think that's what people don't get. They don't get that second step of actually taking that stride to complete that resolution. And honestly, research shows that 50% of adults in the United States that makes New Year resolutions, they make them, but fewer than 10% actually keep them for more than 2 months. More than 2 months. I mean, 2 months, what, 60 days? We can't even keep a resolution. So for me, it's easy to just set a word, because it can be not vague, but it can apply to a lot of things in your life that then are applicable everywhere. And honestly, if I had to look back and think of a resolution I made last year, it was to write more, you know, looking into my diary. I looked at my journal and I realized that I did make a resolution of like to write almost every day or as much as possible. And honestly, it's not easy. It is not easy to try to write every single day, but I found it very helpful to really keep my mind from looking back. You know, that's the whole problem I have, is looking back to the past and thinking about how I could have done better or why this went wrong or how the situation, you know, just caused pain or hurt. It helped me to literally just write it in a book, write down how I was feeling, you know, a positive, a negative, and what I'd like to change the next day, you know, what I'm looking forward to in an actual journal. That way I could look back and think, wow, I cannot even remember that this happened or whatever in your situation. Like this past year, I mean, I went to Disney in February and then I went in October, and I could not believe from the however many months in between that the world was so different. But because I was able to write about it in February on my birthday and then write about it in October, it was like two completely different worlds. I mean, when we went, my mom couldn't even believe that we had gone in February. But if I had to say I made a resolution, it was to write more. And I did that. There were times that I was a little delayed and wrote less in terms of the week to week or day to day. But another thing with writing is that every time I wrote something, I would make sure I'd sign it with like balance, heal, explore. Because the hard thing about formulating your word, the word of the year for you, or at least for me, is like, how am I supposed to remember that for 365 days? I can barely remember a dinner appointment, you know, a dentist appointment or a dinner reservation I have. I can barely remember the day to day because That's my job. I literally make dinner reservations. I make hotel accommodation reservations. That's all I'm doing every single day. So that's why my life seems to fly by even faster, because I'm already booking for next year. I'm already booking for next Easter and next Christmas and next Thanksgiving and next 4th of July. I'm already thinking and having to, as a job, look so far in the future and make reservations so far out that it seems like my day-to-day just flies by. So for me to not be able to remember things because of my own just mind already thinking so far ahead, it helped me to write every day. That was my resolution. And to write the words that I was trying to stick with throughout the year as much as possible. I think something that's really hard about resolutions is that resolutions always seem to be about changing yourself in a way that you want to see happen, but it's like you don't want to do it. You don't want to go through the pain of going to the gym every day and drinking water and eating broccoli and eating healthy. It's so much change that you don't really want to do it. Like in your mind, I think a resolution would be much easier to be, like, would be more successful if you made something, a resolution for positive gain, for like something you actually want to do. Like with me, these three words that I chose, or the resolution of writing, I actually really wanted to do that. And I think it helped me by making a resolution that was something that I would actually felt like I would do. It helped me to actually do it, because I mean, people who are, I'm going back to this again, obese, are not going to want to make a resolution that are like, I want to lose 150 pounds. But they know that means they're going to have to buy a gym membership. They're not going to do that. That means they have to buy equipment or buy this, spend money, only to what? You know, never go back to the gym after 3 weeks, after a month, you know, after we can't fulfill our resolution for 2 months, we give up. Like, it's really hard when you set a goal for yourself that you know you're potentially not going to do. But for example, say I want to get clearer skin this year. Maybe you take that step that you already do every night. You know, I wash my face every night. Maybe we take that a step further. Add a skincare regimen, like add a cleanser, add a toner, add a moisturizer. Those are one or two extra things that you can easily achieve. Yes, you're going to have to go to Ulta or Sephora and buy, you know, skincare products, test things out, see what you like, see what you don't, or maybe do some research. But at least those things will go into something you already are doing, which is washing your face to make your skin better. I think those are realistic goals, is making goals that are things that you know you are already somewhat doing, but can take the next step. So for example, again, I love going to Sharktooth Beach, but maybe I could go hiking instead of going to Sharktooth Beach every single time I have a day off. Maybe I can incorporate a walk like that, a mile walk every day through my 10-minute breaks that I have at work. It's the small things that I already have this time set aside for me. And instead of checking my phone or calling someone, why don't I just take a quick walk outside? And I know you're going to say to me, Darlene, that's not a resolution. That's not a resolution, because you're not changing anything. You're literally just like taking something in your life and adding to it. But again, in my mind, I do something more if I actually like want to change that and do it. Again, with the face care thing, or the skincare, or even with writing. Like, I already want to improve on this for other reasons, so why not just try to incorporate a little extra? That's kind of my two cents on that. The last piece of advice that I have for the new year, new me, is something that I've already really known about, but I just don't feel like people would think to apply it to their new year. So something that this is what I'm talking about, something that I know about, is called a mood board. And a lot of you probably thinking, Darlene, this is not something new. This is not something that is like revolutionary. You're not coming up with something new. And I get that. I know that. That's why I'm just bringing it up, because I think it's important. And honestly, if you are anything like my mom, when presented with the word a mood board, you tell your daughter that it's a big piece of paper that has emojis on it that you circle for however you're feeling that day. And I was like, no, Mom, that's a great idea. But no, a mood board is something that it's like a visual tool that we can use to communicate our thoughts or our ideas, maybe a concept on actual space to where we can see what we want. And for someone like me who likes to work like with their hands, I'm literally sitting here and I'm using such big hand motions just to kind of give you an idea that I am going to use my hands. I've like written what I'm going to talk about. I'm literally using my hands as I speak because I like to see and I like to like touch and create with my hands. So with a mood board, you literally just take these ideas that you already have in your head and you put them on a board that you can see. And another thing about me is like I'm a very visual person. So when I give directions, I literally have to close my eyes and think, okay, so you go down Federico Road. Yeah, that's going to be going north. And I'm thinking about where is the Shell station? Like where is Chick-fil-A? This certain little cute cafe is on the right. This little roundabout here is on the left. It's in the center of the island. I have to think about it and I have to literally view it in my mind. So for me, what I think would be great, if anybody out there is really loving a good visual moment, is to create a mood board. It's essentially you get to literally create your experience with images, materials. I mean, even just like pieces of text or even like cute little dried flowers. I mean, you can make it whatever you want it to be. And I think that's the whole purpose of this mood board and the reason why it is going to be great as your New Year's project. So essentially, you're going to create a mood board, this visual aid to talk and give you like a daily idea of what you want. I mean, you can use it for like interior designing. You can use it for like what you want your kitchen table to look like. Like you can do it for pretty much anything. And the reason I think of mood boards is like for marketing purposes. You think about what you want to convey and the different visual tools that you want to utilize or even the ideas that you want to portray your company to be. Another great use for mood boards are for weddings. What do you want your flowers to look like? Well, here's ideas. It's like a Pinterest board, but a visual Pinterest board. So instead of creating one actually on Pinterest, you're going to create one in person. Not only is it going to get your crafty side out, but it's going to help you create what you want, like envision for your year. I think it's going to be so much better than just stating a resolution, putting it out there, posting it on Facebook, and then never doing it versus you create a mood board and you're going to see that every single day. You're going to hang it on the wall. You're going to see that as you walk out of your room, you know, or you've got it on your refrigerator. You've got it on your mirror. That's something that you're literally like speaking into fruition. And I think it's a great idea for your New Year's resolution. Make a New Year mood board. Another thing about the mood board is that you can put your word on it. So to start with a basic mood board, I mean, I probably would just use like a tack board, you know, where you just will put up pictures or like tack on different things, but you can use it like a wire board. You can use poster paper. You can use pretty much anything and just go to town. You get some board to put things on. I would do some quotes. I'll probably do a couple quotes that I really like, photos, inspiring pictures, maybe even places to go. Like for me, explore, I really should have done some research and put some images of areas in St. Simons to go to. That would have been that extra step on my mood board that would have inspired me to go look up that place and think, huh, I should have gone there this past year. Children's drawings, like if you maybe have kids and want to look at that every single day as inspiration, I don't know, but to be a better mom, to be, you know, a good parent, a good father figure, whatever that goal you have in mind that picture represents or a children's drawing represents, like that's a great thing that you can go to. Hanging ornaments, even though Christmas is like leaving the train, like the train's headed out, you can put ornaments up. I mean, ones that might be inspiring to you. Like for me, Maybe I'll put a turtle up, cute little turtle on my, as a hanging ornament. I have so many of them, and it'd be a perfect way to utilize this ornament that I have for Christmas on my mood board instead of just on the tree. And you can even use lights. Like, lights are not just relative to Christmas. You can use it for anything. So a cute little portable pack of LED lights might tie the whole thing together. But I think it's important to even take into consideration the color of your mood board. Is it white? Is it black? Are you going with a beautiful pop of color? You know, think about what this mood board wants to say to you every single day that you see it. I know for me, I'm going to be making a mood board. I also am going to be coming up with a word or a couple of words, knowing me. Another thing with the mood board is I like to use Canva to make images and just work on graphics. I used it a lot in college, but Canva has a mood board setting. So you can actually select a mood board that you like and pull pictures from like the internet and pull pictures that you have. Maybe like I mentioned, like the children's paintings, or maybe things that you have in your camera roll, and make your actual mood board in Canva, print it out, and maybe add some 3D elements to it if you'd like to do it that way as well. The new year, just to have some inspiration. This past year was hard. It was difficult. It was a difficult time for many people. You know, some people lost their jobs. Some people, you know, are living back with their parents. Maybe they are struggling to make it on a day-to-day basis. This year was tough, to say the least. But if there's one thing you can do for yourself, take time to just relax, make your cute little mood board. Maybe you can do it with friends. Get all your girlfriends together, all the guys, whatever you want to do, craft it out. Just talk about it. Think about where you want to see yourself this next year. In the next 365 days, think about how you're going to be sitting in the same spot a year from now. And what do you want to have said for your year? Like, what do you want to accomplish and think, man, this year was great because of this, this, and this. Just put yourself in your shoes in a year from now. Think about Darlene a year from now is going to want to do this. She's going to want to have accomplished this. She's going to want to do this and put it on your mood board. And that is what I'll be doing. So for next episode, I, again, will be letting you know kind of how I did my mood board. I might even post on my Instagram. Again, it's ohmy.darlene. So ohmy.darlene. That's on Instagram. I, again, will probably post that photo of that just to kind of put myself out there and showcase what I want to see in my future for next year, as well as my word. I might put that out there too. Might not. It just depends on how I'm feeling, because I really don't know what my word this year is going to be. I'll probably have three again. I'll probably be writing all about it. But for next week, I think we're going to take a little break, maybe come back the week after to talk about the mood board, talk about my word, and maybe even reflect on a little bit of my past year. Might be reading a couple entries in my journal, since my resolution was to write more. But this year, no Georgia on my mind, no Georgia Natural Wonder. I know y'all are pretty bummed about that, but we've gone over a couple, gone over three, and we have four left to go, which I'm sure you'll enjoy for the next one. But again, I just thank you for making it this far and really hyping me up and making me feel like there are some people listening out there, mostly my family, mostly my friends, but still support nonetheless. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day and Happy New Year.